Time for the County National Bank Show. Barry Malik.
Good morning, Greg.
Starring today.
I don't know about starring, but, you know, I'm here.
Welcome back.
I'm walking. Thank you. A month later, right? Trees are a little more colorful.
Yeah.
So, how you doing?
Good.
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 Well, good to be here. Had a great weekend this last weekend. Got together with a nephew and his wife and kids who moved back from Boston. And it was good to have him back in Michigan. So we went up to Huckleberry Railroad Crossroads Village up by Flint. And the little ones just loved it. My daughter used to love it when she was little. The nephew used to love it when they were little. So great weekend. The weather the last day or two, though, a little something to be desired, but hopefully that's improving.
Hey, you can't do anything about it.
Community. CNB, always a community bank, always a community supporter. Supports so many good things in our local community, but something coming up here, the JSO Holiday Ball, Jackson Symphony Orchestra. It's presented by the Jackson Symphony Orchestra Guild. We are sponsoring that, and that's coming up on I think we're sponsoring a table, purchased a table, but Saturday, December 4th, and it's at 5:30 at the Country Club of Jackson. So, if you're able to, that's their biggest fundraiser. Try to get out and support the JSO. As far as markets go, quick review here of the markets. The Dow Jones Industrial, so far year-to-date, up 18.3%. And the S&P 500 is up 22.38%. So turning out to be a stellar year so far. Even the international, the MSCI EFA index is up almost 12%, 11.65%. And as we've talked about on this program before, our investment management style is very driven by academics, very driven by four dimensions. That data includes showing that value and small companies outperform over the long run above growth and large companies. And for about 8 to 10 years, we didn't see that come to fruition. It was a very anomalous period. But coming back strong now, value is up, as is small companies, small caps. So far, year to date, large cap value 22.55. Small cap value is beating everything at 28.39%. So, having a little bit of that in your portfolio is key. Special guest today. I want to get right into this. We've got some wonderful people. They're clients of the bank, clients of mine, and I love working with them, but they're just wonderful citizens and wonderful people all the way around, and I'm so happy to have them on the show today. We've got Jack and Dee Jackson here. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you.
And what I'd like to do is I think that you guys, just your story alone and the natural speaking from the heart that, you know, you tend to do all the time, and you're so genuine about it, is really really what I'd love to hear from you today. But what I'd like to introduce our listeners to is your background. Tell us a little bit about you. You're lifelong Jacksonians, is that correct?
I am, and Dee is from Mount Pleasant, but I was born and raised in Jackson. My family has been in this area since the 1840s, a long time.
You guys go back a ways.
Out in the Clark Lake area, seven generations. I'm the fourth generation.
And Dee, you're from Mount Pleasant, but you've since you've been together with Jack these many years, you've been a Jacksonian yourself.
Absolutely. 63 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is so awesome. Now, Jack, there's something special about your name, and I love when you say you are
Jack Jackson from Jackson.
It has a good ring to it.
When I was a senior in high school, I was student body president, and I had to go around the state and attend different conferences. And I was in Ann Arbor, and I had to open up this conference, and I was so nervous, and I thought, what am I going to say? And when I got up there in front of the mic, I just blurted it out, and I said, hello, welcome, I said, my name is Jack Jackson from Jackson High School, Jackson, Michigan. And that broke the ice. And my high school classmates always reminded me of that. They never let me forget that.
Yeah, that's an awesome story. And I think it has such a good ring to it.
It really does. And it was fun. And I really enjoyed that experience. So,
having been a lifelong Jacksonian and with your married life, you're also your career life is here in Jackson. So as far as your business, your background, your career, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I opened Horton House in 1972, and that's when I first came to this radio station, and I did a program called Coffee Break with Betty Gadbury. And it was so fun to come back here today and go through the studio. Lots of great memories of that.
Dee really did a wonderful job in business. And after 5 years, she finally talked me into joining her in the business. She loved the creativity part of the business, being an interior designer and decorator, and the business part she did not care for. So she finally asked me, pleaded, and I finally joined her, and I took a tremendous pay cut. But the perks were wonderful.
We really, truly enjoyed working together.
Yeah, we worked together for 30 years, and it worked out so well.
So what was the Horton House? Tell us about it.
I was an interior designer. We sold draperies, wall coverings, furniture, carpeting, did upholstery, all kinds of things.
And you were right down the street?
Yes, I was, on Horton Road.
Long time.
Horton House on Horton Road.
Mm-hmm. That's how we came up with the name, because we were doing a lot of work over there getting the facility ready, and we hadn't come up with a name yet. And I said something about, well, I guess I'll go over to the Horton House. Click. That was it.
Yes.
You coined the name at that time, and it stuck.
Yes, we did.
And Dee, you're so natural at interior design and just making a house a home, and your own home is a testament to that. I mean, when
Thank
we walk
you.
Into it, you could see an experienced interior designer did the work, but it's your own handiwork. So I would have loved to have seen your business operating, if I was around here at that time.
We didn't meet till after we had closed our business.
Correct. And so, yeah, I had a little pause there. Greg was telling me to talk directly into the mic, and I guess I was not doing that, but sorry for the little stumble right there. And so tell me a little bit about what you love about County National Bank. What makes this bank different and special?
For myself, it's trust. And the people at County National Bank, I have met so many of them over the years, going back many, many years ago, and I've always been impressed by the quality of these individuals and how outgoing they are and how trustworthy.
And their dedication to their job and to the bank.
And working with Barry has been a real pleasure, because Barry is so readily available. If I have a question, I can pick up the phone, I can call Barry, and if he's not there, he returns my calls immediately.
Well, I think in this business, customer service is key. As I've said many times to Jack and Dee and to other people, that no matter what profession we're in, whether it's a plumber, a builder, a medicine, or financial services, it's about more than just the technical expertise. It's about more than just giving people guidance and direction, but it's about doing it in a way that makes them human and real. And cares for what their concerns are, hopes, dreams, I think one of the toughest things is when you have people in any profession who probably have that arrogant or elitist view where they'll talk down to their customer or their client as if, you know, what their concerns or their experience is maybe minimized or mitigated. But I think that that's key. And so I'm glad you noticed that. I think we all try to do that at the bank, and we've got a great team of professionals who that's in the forefront of being a community, local community bank.
And we are not a number or a folder. We are a name and a face to all of you at the bank, and we truly appreciate that.
And County National has been so generous in their sponsorships. And one of the things that this past summer, we enjoy ballroom dancing. And ballroom dancing has been almost non-existent since the start of COVID. So anytime we get an opportunity to dance, we do so. And out at Leoni Township Park, County National is one of the sponsors of their summer music series. And so anyway, that's the first thing we noticed was the County National Bank banners. And so we made a point to thank Barry and make it known that we appreciate that sponsorship, as do our dancing friends.
Well, thank you. And I made sure to pass that along to Jenny Stoner in our mortgage area, because she was key in securing that sponsorship, as well as Brenda Carpenter in mortgage. So, and they're from out in that area. So, you know, local people connected to their community and connected to the bank. You know, just a couple of things would be interesting here is how has wealth management particularly helped you in finding peace of mind, direction, and comfort as you've moved into your retirement age and planning going forward?
Well, it's been very helpful, Barry. About 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we sold some property that we had, and we were looking for a place to park that money. And so we came to County National Bank, and we have been very pleased with the results. And like I said, you're readily available. If you've got questions, you're responsive. And in fact, just yesterday, I received a packet from you of material that I had requested. And so it gives us great peace of mind, because I feel that your management is very excellently done, and also your rates. So many people, they get involved in financial planning, and they tend to not pay attention to what they're paying for those services. And as you know, there are so many different ways for financial people to be compensated. So, and I'm very, very pleased with how County National does it and how they charge. And I just feel we're getting excellent value.
Well, thank you. That's one of the keys that I talk to people about is, you know, there's usually three things, three hot buttons for people in the financial service area when they're receiving services, and that would be performance, it would be service, and it would be cost or fees. And if one of those is off, it can create a very unpleasant experience. And, you know, that gets into something that was key. We do a lot of profiling to make sure where our clients should be as far as the risk and return profile or comfort level. And for you guys in particular, we're pretty conservative, because you're not looking to shoot the lights out. You've built up your nest egg. You've had years of career and making prudent investments and choices with your business. But now you're at a point you just want a layer of return. And that's what our goal is. We're well diversified. We've only got about 20 to 30% in stock or equity. And the goal is to get a return that's 3 to 5%, a little bit over what you'd be getting maybe in right now. It's easy to beat that, what you'd be getting in a passbook or a savings deposit account because of the interest rate environment. But, you know, we've done that. We've done that profiling with you, and we continue to do the review with you on a regular basis. But, you know, the estate planning is also key. We try to work with in tandem with good local attorneys. And that estate planning turns out to be more than just the legal documents. With the attorneys we work with in tandem, what we do is we want to make sure you don't just have the documents, the trust, the will, the durable power of attorney, but you also have those funded and you're using them in the right manner. And unfortunately, we'll run into people who have had the trust document drafted, but it's really an empty box. So we've guided you, as we do all of our clients along the way, to properly retitle assets and trust to make sure your beneficiary designations are updated. And I know something that when we went through this, it made quite an impact on you, as I remember. And you hadn't done this before, and a lot of people missed this, but it's inventorying tangible personal property. And that gets missed often. And you might comment on that exercise, I guess it is, because it was quite a little bit of an exercise.
Well, it is an ongoing exercise. It's something that never stops. And, you know, over a lifetime, and like for us, 63 years of marriage, you accumulate so many things, and so many things you don't even realize that you have. And I have a pole barn. And I walk into that, and I'm just awed at all the things we have in there. And so we are constantly working on inventorying our personal assets. So it never stops. But we appreciate the guidance that we have received from Barry.
It's an ongoing process, and none of this is ever stagnant or set in stone. We have to keep looking at it and updating it. So, well said. Beneficiary designations is another thing. You know, a lot of people have an IRA, they have a 401k plan, they have financial accounts, they may have a beneficiary designation, annuities, life insurance, and those need to be updated because, fortunately for you guys, you've had a long happy marriage, and you're a great example and inspiration to many people. But others have not been that fortunate. They may have had one or two marriages, and you know, if they are in a new marriage situation or they have stepchildren, making sure not only are their legal documents or trust updated, but their beneficiary designations are updated. So, key things to look at. Also, deeds. Another thing, making sure that your real estate is properly titled in trust. Or at least we're working closely with the attorney regarding transfer of the deed using Lady Bird deed and quitclaim deeds. But these are all key things, and it's been so good to work with you guys and to get to know you and to help you along the way. And thank you for being here today. Any last thoughts?
You are very welcome. We appreciate your help.
And we really appreciate all the things that County National does for this community, the sponsorships and their donations, and it means an awful lot to us.
Thank you, guys. All right, you can get a hold of me at 517-768-0043, and if you have any questions, be glad to walk you through it.